Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk about some good news for your legislative district, some money coming in from a couple of different sources. We'd like to start by talking about your area schools and some funding they're going to see. Talk to us about what's going on here.
Yes, very good news to share with our school districts and our students and our teachers. As a result of the state budget that was passed recently, the school districts in Tioga and Western Bradford County, as well as a new area in Potter County, will share more than $2.2 million in new education money coming to the area as a result of the budget. Schools are a very essential part of every community, and here in the northeastern part of Pennsylvania, north central part of Pennsylvania, we have some of the best schools in the state, and increased state funding is an absolute benefit in order to continue to provide a quality education and address the many financial obligations our schools must meet. I'm so pleased that even though it has been a financially challenging year for the state, we were still able to increase funding for education to historic levels. In fact, the 2014-15 state budget spends a total of $10.5 billion on K through 12 education, which is the most state dollars ever dedicated to education. In fact, the allocation for education represents nearly 36% of the entire state budget, which demonstrates the state's commitment to student success. Also contained in the budget is a $20 million increase in special education funding, which represents the first increase for this sector of education in 6 years. And there is also $100 million in new money for block grants for schools, which offer flexible funding for schools to use where most needed, whether for pre-K programs, hybrid learning, or other approved uses. And overall, in Bradford County, the Canton Area School District in my legislative district is going to receive $9.3 million. That's an increase of 2.9%, or an additional $261,000. In the Troy Area School District, they will receive a total of $12.9 million, an increase of 3.1%, or an additional $383,000. In Tioga County, Northern Tioga School District receives $18.1 million. That's an increase of 4%, or almost $700,000 more. The Southern Tioga School District will receive $12.5 million. That's an increase of 3.6%, or $431,000 more. And the Wellsboro Area School District will receive $8.8 million, an increase of 3.9%, or another additional $331,000. And the Gelton Area School District will receive $2.8 million, an increase of 3.8%, or another $105,000. In addition, early education will see an increase of $10 million for pre-K counts program and $9.4 million for early intervention services. Again, very good news for our local school districts.
And from what I understand, even better news for area townships, millions of dollars in impact fee money coming your way, if I'm understanding this properly.
That is correct. In the northern tier of Pennsylvania, we are in the epicenter or sweet spot of the Marcellus Shale natural gas production and drilling area of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We have many wells that are producing clean burning fuel and leading to energy independence here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And locally, Bradford County will be receiving, if they haven't already received it, over $7 million to the Bradford County Commissioners, and the Tioga County Commissioners will receive $4.4 million. And then on top of that, the townships in Bradford County, the county and the townships combined, will actually receive almost $19 million altogether in impact fees. And in Tioga County, the county and townships together will receive $11.8 million. Now, when you think about the impact fee in the natural gas industry and how it benefits the local areas, over the last 3 years, the total amount of impact fee coming back to Bradford County has been $60 million. In Tioga County, over the last 3 years, they've received $35.7 million to help their townships, boroughs, and county commissioners, all money that they heretofore have never received that's going to many good causes, new emergency services centers, new township buildings, maintenance equipment, roads are being repaired and fixed. new highway maintenance trucks. Parks are being created. Infrastructure improvement projects are being funded. So altogether, there's been nearly $100 million between Tioga and Bradford County that has come back in impact fees over the last 3 years. It's tremendously benefiting the local communities and citizens of Tioga and Bradford counties.
Representative Baker, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Baker.